Then he said unto the disciples, It is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast it into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, even seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto him, Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted into the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, Go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready, wherewith may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Tonight I want to talk about if ye had faith as a grain. If ye had faith as a grain. It's easy for me to challenge everyone to have faith. And the other night we talked about having that salt, that savor, that desire in your heart, and how easy that it is that everything going on in our lives will blow away what we have built up before God. That I could have learned an entire songbook of songs. One thing comes by and all of those songs are just in vain. They're just songs. My desire for God has to be something that is continually worked upon. Something that I'm fighting for. Something that is important to me. The more that I value the God that lives inside of me, the more that I will begin to see and realize the power of God that can come forth in my life. I realize every day that I walk that I can begin to be as weak or as strong as I want to be. A perfect example of this tonight is using sickness, if you will. You can take a common head cold for somebody, and you could use that head cold to put you in the hospital if you want to, or you can use that head cold and just go on about your days if you want to. Either way, it's all in your perspective of how sick that you are. Amen? Because either way, you can get up and get to work with the sniffles, or you can lay in the bed and mope about having the sniffles. Can I get a witness tonight? So if I had the faith to believe that I can go on about my life, I don't have to lay in the bed with the sniffles. I can go on about my life. Now as I go on about my normal life and how trials seem to be big and small and unexpected places and twists and turns, and I don't know which way they're coming sometimes, and no matter how much I can prepare for something, there's always going to be something ahead of me that I'm going to have God greater in than what I could ever prepare for. You see, I could take all the vitamin C in the world, I can have all the flu shots in the world, but there's going to be eventually something that's going to be greater than what I could prepare for. And at some point in my life, God has got to be greater in my life. He has got to be magnified. He's got to be all in all. He's got to be first. He's got to be valued. He's got to be important. That spirit that lives inside of me has to come alive. And as I begin to realize, if I had the faith of it, if I had that inside of me already, when I come to that trial in my life, I won't mope and give up and feel the weight of it push me backwards. If I had the faith before I ever got there, I wouldn't be able to have an attitude that said, give up, Do you know what I'm saying tonight? If I had, that's why I said, if you had the faith, if you come to something with the ability to overcome it, it's a whole lot different than walking to it without the right equipment and tools. Tonight I encourage you to look inside of your heart and realize the power of God that lives down inside of you, and realize just how able you are to overcome each and everything that's going to come before you, and realize the power of your faith. Realize the ability that you have to speak to those things that are not as though they are. How is it that you could speak into a tree and take it into the ocean and yet it be able to stand when the waves would toss it to and fro? And yet it was a tree that was not one that was of great stature, and yet the faith would be able to hold it up. I'm thinking, God, if I can have enough faith to be able to hold myself up in this life, I'll stand with you, God. I'll stand because you live in me. I'll stand through these tough times. I'll stand through the holidays when it's hard and I might not have everything that I want. God, I'll stand when my heart is broken and I need a friend. God, I'll stand through everything that I need because he's all that I need. If I had the faith before I got there, if I had the perspective before I approached it, I can't tell you enough of how you could financially prepare for famine. I can't tell you what to stock in your cupboards to be able to be prepared for a food shortage. I can't do that. But what I can tell you is to gird up your loins in the Holy Ghost. Begin to prepare in your heart for each day of what you might face. Because we do not know what is ahead of us. We do not know the decisions that we are going to have to make. And life presents us many things. There were many choices that were made in the Bible. Some of them to which are good, and some of them to which were bad. Both of those to which were to lead us, to guide us, and to show us that choices matter in your walk with God. Can I get an amen? Choices matter in your walk with God. I don't need to just lollygag and have no faith and just think I'm going to be able to scoot through. I've got to cherish that part of God that lives in my heart. Don't treat it as if it has no value. Don't act like it's just something you pick up when it's time to go to church. Like your nice outfit. God did way more than that for me to wait around and just to pick him up an hour before church. God delivered me from way more than that for me to not be able to remember him and give him reverence and humble myself during the week of every day of my life. He's did way more than that. He's done far beyond what I could ever explain. I can't write it down. I can't put it into words. And if we forget that, we're not coming up to things with the amount of faith that we should have. We're not remembering all the good times that we've had in church. We don't have faith to believe that we can have the service that we used to see. Well, let me tell you tonight, I still believe that we can have great church. You just got to have the faith to walk in and believe that God's able to bring joy to your church. It's not in your building, not in your PA, not in how many you could get in here, but it's in your faith that you have when you come in. My joy is overflowing for I know what God has done. I have the faith to believe when I come in that God is going to bless, then hallelujah, there is no limits to what God can do. We're letting up, we're letting down. We're not using that. We're not preparing, we're not making preparation. We take advantage of modern technology in the battles that we face today. We'll send robot planes, robot drones, people in armor outfits that don't even feel the bullets anymore. But back in those times, they had armor that they worked on day after day. They went and hammered these swords out to make sure they were sharp. They had things that they put over top of their feet to make sure that they weren't hindered in going forward in the press. Come on now. A few more minutes. Stay with me. Let's not let our minds be pulled away. There were things that they were able to do to be prepared for what was ahead of them. And you know what I love about that? Is that they were so faithful to believe in their charge because they believed that their home ground was secure. I know in whom I believe. I know in whom I trust. I know in whom I'm faithful. And I build it up every day. Let me tell you, sometimes it might not be a great big cinder block that I get on there. It might just be a little bit of a grain of mustard seed, but I'm building upon my faith in God. I'm not letting the devil steal my life away. I'm tired of living an unfruitful life. I want to live a life of happiness. The only way that you live a life of happiness is if you fight for it. If you go after it, if you have the faith to believe that when you get up each day, that depression, you have no dominion over me. Depression, you have no dominion over me. I am victorious. I am blessed. I am highly favored. I have the victory in my life. I am delivered. I am saved. I am set free. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, somebody, get with me tonight. I'm blessed and highly favored. I have the will of God. Oh, behind me, I am equipped. Oh, with all of His preparation. That's how I'm able to stand. Not because of my financial plan. Not because of my psychiatrist. Not because of my best friends. Not because of my house. Your house could blow down. You could lose your doctors. We just take advantage of the ability to have that. And if time lingers on, there's going to be a day where it's going to be rough for its people. And let me just tell you, if they get back to that day where they don't have the leisure of flipping on a light switch, let me tell you, their faith is going to change and turn back to God. We take advantage of so many things. But I'm trying to be humble. I enjoyed this morning so much. I enjoy the Lord's Prayer and just reading it so much. Because the part I enjoyed about it the most is that it shows reverence to God. That's the one part that we miss every day. It's a shame if we could go an entire day without giving God reverence. Amen. If I could go an entire day just not mentioning God, not giving God glory, not humbling myself by giving Him reverence. Not being able to say, I know I could not do this without God. Hallelujah. I know I could not get my bills paid without God. Hallelujah. You think that you got your job on your own, but you know that you're highly favored of God and that He made a way for you. I know that beyond all doubt in my heart. I know that sometimes we try to take advantage of our own favor and stand with our own pride. But don't you know, pride is something that was crafted by the devil. And he wants us to think that it is all of our own accord. And we'll get out there and try to earn our own way. Try to do it our own way. But we always fall, Brent. Each and every time we always fall, and we have everybody trying to go for their own feeling, their own feel good. We've got an entire county on drugs that's just going out for the feeling. Come on, church. I know what it's like to go after the feeling. You're so full of pride, you won't admit that you're wrong. So you keep covering up every mistake that you've ever made. And church, it's time that somebody remind somebody that there's a better way to live. That you don't have to go out for some temporary feeling. That there's something better out there than just a little temporary high. That God is greater. He's able to deliver them, those that are in need. The Holy Ghost is alive and well and is there for you. You can preach with me or not, that's all right. I'm excited. He's alive and well. He's there for you. Hallelujah. Go after that temporary feeling. They go for a night on the town. Spend their Friday night throwing all that money away on that junk. I did it. I know. I understand. But let me tell you, it only lasts for a while. And eventually it's just going to become mundane. And you'll begin to ask yourself, what am I even doing here? Why am I even doing this? And you get there, and then you have to numb the questions. Why am I even here? Then you cover that up. It's just all a cover-up. The first cover-up that ever happened was when they discovered that Adam and Eve discovered that they were naked. When they discovered that they were naked, they had to clothe themselves. They had to do something. They felt a feeling of shame. And when we feel that feeling of shame, we all do different things. But when you live in a community that doesn't have very much to do other than that, that's about the only thing they'll do. Is that not true? It's about the only thing they'll reach out to. And me personally, I'm trying to do more. And you know how I'm trying to do it? And I don't know how else to say this other than just to be point blank with you. I'm trying to do more by making myself not do nothing. If I can get myself out somewhere, even if I'm going through my normal day, and if I can just get one word out to somebody, come on, church. If you had the faith, if you recognize the ability that you have before you get there, if you know that you're able to speak into that, oh, what power that you carry. But if you walk up to something with so much defeat in your heart, you're not going to move the heart of anybody else. Come on, somebody, get a hold of that tonight. We're witnessing to people in defeat anymore. We have no belief that they'll even come to church now. When I face somebody, I know what it feels like. You go up to them and you already know in your mind, you're already defeated before you get there. You think they'll never come. They'll never show up. They'll never hear a word that I'm saying. But let me tell you, if we'll get down and pray sincerely and just begin to ask God, Lord, you see how much they are in need. God, I call out and stand in their behalf. Lord, give me the words that I can say. Help me to get up this day, God, and not let one day pass by where I don't do something, Lord. Well, we're living in a day where God's looking for anybody that'll step out and do it. We might have been in a time where people had the pleasure of not doing something, but it's time that we all get in and do something. A word, a kind word, an act of charity. An act of kindness. One of the best things you could ever do for somebody is just acknowledge that they're human. You know how you do that? Is just love them. And one of the hardest things for us to do as people is to get past ourselves to love somebody else more than we do ourselves. I know that. I know that. That's on the premise of pride. Pride is the love of self. Right? Pride is the love of self. If I'm more concerned about me, then I have no love for another. That supersedes my love for you. But as God is made greater through humbling myself in prayer, I'm learning this every day. As God is made reverenced in prayer, I get up with a concern for someone. I begin to be shown dreams. God gives me the words to say to those that need it. I don't get up complaining about everything in my life because my heart is going out further. The part that everybody loves about Jesus is that he loves everybody and that he looked beyond all your faults. And people are looking for somebody to love them and look beyond their faults in this day and time. And the only way we get there is if we let ourselves go and love them. Amen. 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 I'm about to hush, but I'm following the Spirit of God tonight. I'll tell you this, and I'll let you go. If you can learn to put that pride in its place and you get up in the morning and have the love of God in your heart, there is not one thing that you would not be able to conquer. Anxiety, depression, illness. There is no form of bondage that you would not be able to face. The love of God will cast out, that perfect love will cast out all fear. You'll walk up into that trial and say, I know that God is with me. I'll handle everything that I deal with because God is with me. I feel the power of God right now. I'm going to make it through my life because God is with me. I'll have the knowledge and the increase because God is with me. I have the faith to believe because God is with me. Here's your last sentence of the night. You feel the power tonight. You feel that encouragement, uplifting. You know what you're capable of doing. You're saying that in your heart, Lord, I know I can do this. God, I know I can do this. But then, as we mentioned in the beginning, it's so easy just to say, oh, I'm sick. Oh, I'm just going to lay in the bed. Oh. And I don't feel that great tonight either. But eventually, you just got to trust God. Go on. In my heart, sometimes I'm thinking, Lord, where is the end? I think that's the number one question I have with God. Where is the end to this? But here's the deal. God will be with you whether you're laying in the bed complaining or whether you're being faithful to the trial. Either way, He's going to be there. But let's strive to be the faithful. Let's strive to have strength in our life. Let's not lay back and be weak because God has gave us more than that. Do we believe that tonight? Amen. God has gave us more than that. He didn't raise us up to be that kind of people. And in fact, one of the most typically referenced kinds of people that you read about didn't make it out of the wilderness. They didn't get out and had to stay there and suffer. And I don't want to be in that state. I don't want to go through that. Or as you could probably see it in modern day, with the new law, living in depression, never being able to get past that deadlock in your life. You could go through your own personal wilderness and feel like you never win. I've had people that I saw that you could see in several services through probably like 20, 30 years had two or three really wonderful moments in their life. And I would think, God, why didn't they grow any further than that? Hear this tonight. I'm going to turn the mic over. Lord, why didn't they grow any further than that? Lord, where and why? And God began to minister to my heart. And it was, how much do we begin to build in our faith to go further? Or how willing are we to settle where we are? I want to go on. Let's go on. Let's not lay back in the bed and be sick of it or sick and tired of it. Let's go on. Trust God. Amen.